So I was told we should do a Q&A, if anybody has questions. Sure.
In your erasures, is it visually relevant where the words are on the page, or is it, are you printing them as a...
I'm printing them as if I had a bottle of whiteout and was going all over them. I think the spatial relationship is important.
Can you show us one?
On the screen? Maybe. Let me see. Okay. Okay, if you remember the one that went Mine the Election, that's a poem of Dickinson's that begins Mine by right of the white election. And so you can see, you probably can't read it, but you can see mine and then some white space and then the, yeah, election. And that's probably the easiest one to see where the words have been taken away. Now, I won't speak into the mic here, but if we go further down, okay. Okay, I don't know if you can see it, but there are white words in that blue highlighting. Can you see that? And those are, there's enough of that, for example, the first word of a blank line, just to get the spacing right, and then any of the words that lead up to a word that I'm using in my version of the erasure. So that's what they look like. In print, you won't see those white words, but I put them there so that I don't have to count how many spaces I'm going, and so that, you know, realistically speaking, if I were to just go through a version of Emily Dickinson and erase it, that's what it would look like. Okay, I'm just going to turn this off for a sec. Yes? Oh, yeah. Oh, I think, well, the mythology doesn't come through in the text messaging. I mean, the two people who are text messaging are people living in this day and age who are who ostensibly fall in love without ever meeting each other. And I don't know if you know people who've gone through that or have gone through it possibly yourself, but I know a lot of people who, you know, fall in love with somebody over email. And I actually started with email. But the language of text messaging is just so seductive, I had to switch it. And I had actually my husband's grandchildren teach me all of these abbreviations and things, like what's up, with the caret being the up part. I thought it was pretty clever. So that was just kind of fun to get into. It's the way it must have been fun to use, you know, Italian in Dante's day instead of Latin, you know, something slightly transgressive. And actually, because this started as a hypertext, when I was beginning to think that that was a medium I'd like to write in, I really wanted there to be a reason that the poem would have to be written in that medium. And it seemed to me that electronic communication was a perfect reason to create a hypertext. It's just I never found anybody who could help me graphically design it so that it would work. Yeah, any computer science animation people here? Okay. Other questions? All right. I guess you guys get a break.
I just wanted to say that I found the text messaging like really interesting in the context of these mythologies that are really ultimately about love and this love thing, because you know text messaging has some things that really. It has some qualities that are kind of, you know, a little bit the more painful qualities of love, and that there's a great urgency and immediacy. I mean, you email and
no elaboration either. Yeah.
Right. And also it's ephemeral.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it goes away, and you expect to be answered and to be taken care of right away.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
And I thought it was just really fascinating when that you know, and I actually have never seen that phenomenon over text messaging. Maybe I'm a little bit old for it, but the whole thing.
Oh, these aren't text messages like on cell phone. This is internet messaging on the computer. But
internet
yeah.
Messaging on the computer too, that somebody could hold somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
I
Yeah. Well, I kind of got that from reading things like, oh, congratulations, and then in brackets, uploading champagne. You know, I mean, things like that. You do things in... you do things in text that you would never say out loud. You know, I mean, uploading champagne is kind of funny when I say it out loud. But it's that was the kind of thing I was going for. But saying, you know, you sound upset, let me hold you, seems perfectly logical to me that somebody might write that in a text message, you know, there. And so I just threw it in there. I'm. Did you have your hand up?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks a lot.